Hi and welcome to the Let's Talk For Real. This is where hosted by myself, Christopher Mattox, and Hannah Robson.
Hello.
Where we just sit down, talk real opinions, real issues, and real talk. And how do you think the last episode went?
Really good, I guess. I mean, it's mainly about bullying, but we did have some other important topics about.
Yeah, it was quite a depressing one, but
it was, yeah.
Real things need to be spoken about.
Definitely.
Triple-digit views.
Triple-digit, yeah. 300, what was the last one we checked? It was what?
305 was the last time we checked.
305, no, I saw it was 304 views. But before it was 178 views, then it went to 300, yeah. So, yeah.
So, open us up, it's your time with the funny joke.
The joke, I found this quite good. I ate a clock yesterday.
You ate a clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very time consuming. Get it? I like that one.
I get it. I thought it would have been like 788 or something like that.
No, that one's good.
Alright, so, does this country care about obesity, us being obese?
In a way, I feel like it's getting nowhere. I feel like in the past, it was like scrunched up in a ball and tossed in the bin. But obviously now in the 21st century, I think the UK are starting to open their eyes and go, oh my God, there's too many fat people going on. What's, you know, going on? Obviously, we have to blame the food, I guess. Not the food itself, but people themselves are just not controlling their eating.
But do you blame that down to the people, or do you blame it down to the government, or the food that's in front of them? Because with Brexit round the corner,
yeah.
If it does happen, who knows? If it does happen, you'll still get food in, obviously, but you're gonna have a bit more restrictions about what food they can get.
Definitely, and I've heard that with TV, they stop doing fast food ads from 9 p.m. because a kid could be watching TV and going, Mum, a burger now, you know, because, you know.
Yeah, well, kids, I swear kids are supposed to be asleep at 9 p.m. anyway.
Exactly, but some, like, stupidly stay up at, like, gone 11, which is stupid, so. Neither
was
why, anyway. So, yeah.
But, on a statistic I'm seeing here, yeah, in 2014, 62%, that's a lot, in England especially, 62% of adults were classed as overweight.
62%?
In 2014.
That's,
now, I'm assuming in 2019, 5 years later, it's gotten worse. I can tell, anyway, just by walking around. It has gotten worse, so imagine what that is now.
Probably much higher than it.
And slightly, still within the same topic, but would you class fat people as disabled?
Sorry, I have to swear, but no, it's disgusting. I mean, whereabouts do we live
now? Because what if we have a fat man right now watching this? He can't get out of his room because he's, I don't know, 62 tons and he can't even move, and he's watching this now.
That's his fault, I'm sorry, but I don't class it disabled. That's being lazy and eating too much. Me, I have a reason to be a bit chubby because I was on steroids for a long time. I got chubby cheeks. Obviously, I had thin cheeks, but now they've gone boof. I mean, my stomach has grown a bit. I mean, that's allowed. But I was able to, like, stable it and, you know, be good with my food. But that's just not that's not an excuse to get...
Get disabled badge and
get
all the disabled perks.
Please off my seat because I'm massive, I'm fat, I'm lazy and shit, you know.
And you just see these fat people riding around with their little buggies.
That just really
get out of my way, I'm fat. I need food so I can stay fat. So I can keep my disabled benefits.
No, that makes me so mad.
And then another stat here, right? Adult obesity in England has risen from 50% in 1993 to 26%, So it's rose 26% in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
The age group of is overweight is likely between 55 to 64. Well, I think that's normal, to be fair.
It is normal, but you still...
As they say, dad belly, innit? You're a dad at more or less that age.
Yeah, and true. I mean, I've seen a kid outside, remember? He's always chubby. I mean, I feel like his mum's feeding him, like, everything he wants. I mean, he's obviously one of...
Yeah, so that's you blaming the parents now. That's all down to the government. Parents.
I know, it's not about the government, no, but it's the parents given... what's it called? Make it given their own way in food, what they want to eat, not what they need to eat, and keep healthy and have their nutrients.
But the way I see the government could help you, you get these nice healthy foods that are good for you, and then for instance you've got, I don't know, let's say you've got a, what's the shop? Waitrose, because they do a lot of healthy stuff.
Let's say they've got
a Waitrose. And you've got a McDonald's right next to the Waitrose.
Yeah.
Where are people going to go?
McDonald's.
Why?
Because it's cheap. Well, you think it's cheap, but the meals down there are like, there's a burger in there for like 5 or 6 quid. And you're like, I'm not going to buy that.
It is cheap. I could just get a mayo chicken for 99p.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah. And with...
Or a snack wrap, £1.50.
£1.50, true.
And or a medium fries, if I'm not wrong, for £1 or something like that.
Yeah, about £1.
It's cheap. It's quick food, and it's just there all the time.
Mm.
But if the government were to perhaps advertise healthy food more and make healthy food a bit more cheaper and affordable, people might go for it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'd be delighted to shop at Waitrose and go, what's a decent price? Not Christ expensive, let's bugger off, you know.
But not necessarily, because I don't think they could change the prices at Waitrose and stuff, but I'm just using that as an example.
Definitely.
They can do something to advertise these healthy foods more.
Yeah.
Instead of on TV, the latest burger at McDonald's, quick, it's limited time only until whenever it is.
Mm.
They're only out there just to make a quick quick cash grab.
I don't know, I just don't like it. It sometimes makes me physically sick inside.
And here's an interesting stat you might find.
Well.
The overall cost of obesity to the wider society is estimated $26 billion.
$27 billion.
The UK-wide NHS cost attribute to overweight and obesity has predicted to reach $9.7 billion by the year 2050. In other words, to be fat is costing this country $9.7 billion.
Yeah, because two people getting heart attacks and end up in hospital going, I can't breathe, I wonder why.
Because you've got so much fat inside you.
Yeah, it's fat and hobby.
And the heart can't pump the blood.
Yeah, exactly. And then you got those clogged arteries and the shit, you know, your blood won't pass properly like it through it will.
Because a friend of ours has passed recently, well, not family friend of mine, has passed quite recently, a few months ago. And when I heard the news that she passed, I was shocked, don't get me wrong. Upset, sure, I was. But I wasn't too shocked in the sense of why she died, because she had an unhealthy lifestyle. I believe she opened up her own smoothie thing or whatever, but she smoked. I believe she probably ate like unhealthy food quite often, so... Of course, you know, it's gonna affect your health.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying, and it's costing the government money, so why not just, as a businessman or businesswoman, as a business, why not promote something that's gonna save you money then, by promoting healthy stuff?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's instead of like smoothies.
No, smoothies are healthy.
Smoothies, yeah, smoothies are good.
They could promote them.
Promoting more smoothies, like what you can mix together with fruits and have a smoothie machine or something. Most, you know, do what you can, really.
And here we are. I'm actually on the government website now. Obesity and the food government. Scale of obesity. Nearly two-thirds of adults, so that's 63%, in England were classified as being overweight in 2015. See, these are all different stats for different years, but it's just so you guys can compare. And then I've got a lovely picture here. In 2015, oh yeah, that's basically, oh okay. 68% of men were classed as fat, compared to 58% of women who were classed as fat. So you get more fat men than fat women. I guess so. In England, the prevalence of obesity among adults rose from 14.9% to 26.9%. Oh yeah, again, that's something else I already read. Of every 100 adults in England, you get 2 underweight, 35...
healthy weight. So healthy weight is 35.
Out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
And then 36...
overweight a bit. Then obese, 24. And then 3, morbidly obese.
Which is like, you're fat as hell, basically.
Fat, yeah. I mean, I could be like between...
overweight.
Unfortunately, a bit overweight. But that's allowed. I mean, I'd be more curious if I'd be more worried if I'm losing
children, 28% of children aged 2 to 15 are overweight or obese. That's more of a quarter. Mm-hmm. So let's say you've got 4 children, one of them's going to be classed as overweight.
Dude.
That's mad. That is, younger generations are becoming obese at earlier ages and staying obese into childhood. Out of every 100, 4 and 5 year olds in England, there's 1 underweight, 77 healthy weight. That's good then. 13 overweight
and 9 obese. Could be a bit better, but it's all
decent. Yeah. But it's not a healthy look for the government. I don't know what the stats are exactly, but I'm sure in terms of weight, we're probably coming up to America. Because disrespect to the Americans, but a lot of them are overweight. And I'm sure we're heavily approaching them soon.
Definitely, yeah, because with their food portions, their medium, no.
Our medium is their small.
And their, what, their large is
our medium.
Our medium is their large, no, their
small. No, so our large to them is a medium, but their medium to us is a large. That's how it works.
Mm.
It's ridiculous. And, yeah, I mean, I could talk more, but I think everything here is...
I did read about
is...
the cancer side. Scroll up a bit.
Increased risk of... Yeah, of course, yeah, you get increased risk of cancer. Yeah,
we know that. Cancer. Like, I don't want to hear that now, do I?
Yeah, but we already know all this anyway.
Obesity,
yeah, we know this. Yeah, I mean, obesity and health. But there's nothing on this on the government website.
Mm.
They just basically say, yeah, you know, this is that. But they're not saying, okay, but this is how we're going to solve the solution. Oh, okay, this is interesting. The factors behind obesity.
Mm-hmm.
Behaviour, environment, genetics and culture.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Yeah, they're the 4 most top
factors that come into being fat.
Yeah.
So behaviour, how you behave. Like, if you've just had your heart broken, of course you'd be like,
yeah, you're going to be stuffing your face like I did, I think.
Exactly, or the environment.
I stuff my face, but I'm still thin, man.
Yeah, but you've got the environment as well, which could be like advertisements and stuff like that. Genetics.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean... you see my dad, he was quite fat, isn't he? But he's old, my dad.
He's
old, but he's big. But the thing is, I might have inherited some of his, you know, but not as much.
Yeah, but my dad, when he was about my age, he was thin. You've seen a picture.
Yeah.
He was thin as hell. He was a stud back in the day.
Yeah, I know. When I first saw you, were like a stick, man. I didn't want to touch you.
What's this? 80% of meals were eaten out of home. In 2015. Yeah, that's another thing. Like I said, because it's fast food, it's quick, you can eat. Why waste your time at home cooking? It's like the attitude some people are going to have.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm too tired, I can't bother to cook. Let's get a takeout.
Or something that says here, physical activity. Like, many people can't be fucked to pay for a gym or whatever. So they just can't be bothered with the exercise.
I wouldn't mind to pay for a gym again, but you know, it's a waste of money.
That's the thing.
Yeah, gym is a waste of money, but the thing is, it'll make me get out of the house.
Okay, now they're advertising something good.
Okay.
The toolkit has been created to help local authorities in England work with smaller food outlets such as takeaways, restaurants, bakers, sandwich and coffee shops, mobile traders, market stores, corner shops, leisure centres,
children's centres and private nurseries.
Yeah, but what are you doing to those places? Like, understanding the barriers to change.
Talking of nurseries, when I was like a toddler, my God, the amount they fed us absolutely healthy when I was in nursery. I got a plate, I got a healthy sandwich, but it was white bread. I mean, white bread is sometimes bad for us, but for me, obviously, I was allowed to eat. I had white bread, I got a piece of fruit, and then like grapes, banana, and until I got up to high school, like my junior school, my primary school, and high school, when I was there, everything I felt like was so unhealthy. It was nothing but carbs, 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 pasta, carbs, pasta, maybe a bit of veg and fruit. But now my high school today, bloody hell, the amount of healthy food they're doing there is unbelievable. It looks decent now because we've had like, because my high school's had one, two, three different head teachers, and this one now is way much better, 100% better. Not obviously, I haven't gone back to the school yet, but he's done a good job. I mean,
but here's what they're saying is what they're doing to help, right? They're creating limited menus with more healthier options, which is very good. A lack of space.
Lack of space in what way? Lack of space and right equipment or skills resources to prepare cook for healthy options.
Okay. The fear that fresh fruit and vegetables would be wasted and lose outlets money. Okay. So, fair enough. Ah, here we go. How the local authorities can help the types, whether or not... most of it's just rubbish at this stage. Oh, wait, hold on. Here we go. So reduce the portion size and reduce the price when you're at it.
Yeah, so if instead of being a medium or a large, make it like a small.
Extra small.
Extra small.
Reduce fats. Well, easier said than done. Reduce salt. Yes, definitely they need to do that. There's way too much salt in everything these days. Same with sugar as well. Increase the content of fruit and vegetables and fibre. Yes. This is what I'm saying. Promote healthier options. Producing healthier ingredients in food. Yes. Yes. So they do have something, but it's like near the bottom of the website.
Yeah.
But if they just stick to what they're saying they're going to do, then I'm all for it. Absolutely. It will help.
I mean, several films where it says it's the year 2045 or 2100, and Earth is obviously still here, but there's like less fat people, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but you can't judge that.
You
based
can't
on
judge
the movie.
That.
Look at Wally.
It's only a movie. Yeah, but Wally. I mean, Wally was different.
Wally is the most realistic one, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna have too much rubbish on Earth. We're gonna have too much satellites, and we're gonna have to go up in space into this cruise
and get
ship
lazy.
And get
and depend on machines until they kill us.
Thing is, being in space, you have to keep exercise and moving because you'll get, you know, bone loss or fat because you'll forget how to walk. I mean, there's hover chairs, you know. And I found that quite realistic, like you said, really realistic. I mean, I found that quite scary.
But going back to your school, would you say, you don't have to say where you work, but would you say in work in general and education, is it different? So like the people, are they different?
Definitely a lot. I think it's more stricter in a way.
You
more
think so?
Not stricter, what's another word for strict?
Organised?
Organised, more disciplined, I guess. Because with college, you can go in for like a few hours. When you're meant to be, for example, being from like 9 till 4, which you can actually go from 9 till 12 if you want to, and stay in the class, and you can just leave if you want to. With work, you have to be there, for example, me, 7 in the morning till like 3. That's mad for me. I mean, I'm exhausted
right,
every time I come home.
And I'll prove you wrong by giving you an example, right?
Yeah.
So, again, we're going to use Timmy or Jimmy, whatever his name was from the last episode.
His name is Jimmy.
All right. Okay, Jimmy has to go to college. Now, Jimmy is in level 3 college.
Okay.
He's been working very hard for this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never been late because he knows if he's going to be late.
What course then, is he doing?
I don't know, he's doing
business,
video and editing.
Video and editing, okay.
Because he wants to be a YouTuber, yeah.
Okay.
So let's say he's doing that.
Yeah.
Now, he's been late twice, and he knows if he's going to be late again, he's going to be off the course.
Okay.
Now, it's the same way as if you go to work, and you're late, they give you a warning, yeah. Maybe a second warning, and then you're sacked.
Or you can have, because where we work, it's like, there could be like a meeting or something. Like,
yeah, a first warning, slash your first meeting.
Yeah.
Second warning, slash your second meeting. Third warning is your SAT, without yeah. warning. I'm saying it's not different. It's tell not me different the difference.
It's more disciplined, because when you're working, you have to stay at work at that time. With college, you can leave any time you want.
No, you can't.
Well, with my college, everyone does that, which is stupid.
That's down to them, and then they get kicked off the course then. We'll go back to... No, I'm going to stick with college, actually, because college is strict. Because if you don't... Yeah, you get baboons that just do that all the time,
yeah.
But they're not going to stay in the course, because the course, or the teacher in charge of the course, is going to go, I don't want these man them coming to my course with all the... stats. No, he's only here 50% of the time. He's costing us money by just being here. Let's get rid of him.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And work to do with that. Oh, this girl, she's not coming in all the time. She's costing us money. We're paying her for her to what, be late all the time and make us look bad. They're going to kick you out of the job. It's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. You can say, college is, work is more strict.
I think I mean the environment's different.
I'm going to disprove you with that. But with being strict, college especially, that's your... Well, okay, we're going to include uni. Uni is your final step,
yeah.
Realistically, before you get a job, right?
Yeah.
If everything goes well, that's your final step.
Mm-hmm.
And what uni and college as well, what they both do, they prepare you. They, as my teacher would say, I've given you all the tools. Now go out and apply your tools. So in other words, you have the knowledge... Now go and use your knowledge in work. So if you're taking a piss in college, you're going to be doing the same at work.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
You're going to be getting those same idiots that you got in college doing the same thing in work, unless they don't learn. Mm. That's what I'm saying. It's no different. It is no different. And even the people, say you've got the class clown, you're going to have a class clown at work as well.
Yeah.
You're going to have... a strict teacher / boss at work and school as well.
Yeah, but I know, because with being at work, obviously if you have a strict boss and you get to work like every day, you're not late, you do your job, obviously you have a strict boss, but if you do your task what you're meant to do, he'll be cool with you, you know?
Because my store manager at where I work, he actually didn't really like me that much at first.
Why?
I don't know, but Irish charm eventually got to him, and the other day he actually spoke to me. He was like, you know what, I like you, you're a good boy, keep up the good work. He actually said that to me like a few days ago. I was like, when I was doing an apprenticeship, I think I told you the story. Everyone, not particularly, okay, I'm going to go with the, I forget what you call them, the head guy in a site.
He wears a different
colour. I know he wears the black hat.
What's the blue hat then?
The blue hat is the one below him. Oh, I'm just going to call him the site. Oh, site manager is probably
site
what
manager.
He's called.
Yeah, site manager.
And he hated me. I know he did. He's watching this, but I know he hated me. And I can understand from his point of view, because I'm just a kid. It's my first night site. He don't want the responsibility of whatever I do to go back on him. But I was a hard worker. I kept going at doing what I was doing. And he really liked me at the end of it. He was like, keep up the good job, I like you. You can go places. But as we, well, as Hannah knows, it flopped.
It flopped like a clump.
But, so I quit with that. But the point is, most people I know, they like me. They get to like me. Why?
Because you're always there, I guess. You're always there. You do what you need to do.
And I'm outgoing.
Yeah, outgoing. And you chat to more people.
Yeah.
Well, me, I do as well.
But he hated me at first. But the point I'm getting at here is, like, you're going to have the same sorts of people that you had at work and that you had at college.
Yeah.
You're going to have the strict one, the class clown, the snitch, which everyone hates.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's college or work, you always hate them.
Exactly. When you want to report something that you don't want to say your name, you're like, I want to be anonymous. But, you know, this staff or customer is acting a bit weird, is, you know.
But, yeah, that's what I mean. It's no... It, honestly, it's no different. I don't think it's any different. You don't agree?
I feel like now everything explained, I understand. And, yeah, I feel like it's no different
it's
at all.
It's the same.
It's the same, yeah.
It's the same story, just different book. Literally, it's the same.
Mm.
Or should I say, it's the same book, but different chapter.
Because
it's still within that same book, the same premise.
Mm.
And moving on to my favourite part of the show, what's the score? Like I said, last week we didn't do it because of FA Cup, and I just quite frankly can't be arsed with FA Cup, especially since Arsenal got knocked out.
Yeah.
Now we're not going to really speak about that because it doesn't need to be spoken about.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the... So we're recording this on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to predict the games for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
So the Tuesday, Wednesday coming, yeah?
Yep.
Now I'm going to, obviously, the Arsenal game has to be included because I'm an Arsenal fan.
Mm-hmm.
So Arsenal are home against Cardiff.
Okay, it's going to be... I don't think it's Cardiff... How is that? Depends how their defence is. I mean, talking about Cardiff... I mean, with Arsenal...
Cardiff are third from the bottom.
Well, and plus Arsenal's defence is going down, so...
Yeah, but Cardiff's attack ain't exactly world-class.
Yeah, I know.
They're third from the bottom.
I'd say... It's really hard, I don't know, because you never know what Arsenal's going to do. So I'd say it would be... 2-1 to Arsenal.
I'm saying... 3-2. Now the reason I do a high score is because the team has to look at themselves really hard after that defeat and say to themselves,
let's go champ.
Yes! But seriously, they do, because that performance against Man U was disgusting and the attack is going to have to step up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say 3-2, Cardiff are going to score 2 goals because our defence is... quite practically non-existent. You've got Trishoni injured again. Socrates got injured in that last game. Rob Holding's injured. So, who's that, Neve? Mustafi. Yes. He's the only actual centre-back we have left. Apart from Monreal, who you can put there. But that's pretty much it. Apart from, like, the youngsters who I don't even really know much about, to be honest.
I think they should use one of those really good youngsters, especially against Cardiff City.
Yep, because it's only Cardiff, why not try them out?
Exactly.
And this is quite a tough game, it's still on a Tuesday. Wolves versus West Ham. Wolves are home.
Wolves,
oh, okay. Oh yeah, I said my prediction.
Wolves versus West Ham, yeah?
Yep.
You didn't get Wolves versus West Ham, did you?
No, not yet. You go first, because I don't want my...
Wolves against West Ham. Okay. I'd say... Wolves against West Ham. I'd say... Because Wolves are quite good, aren't they?
They're in quite good form, yeah.
Yeah, so 3-1.
3-1?
3-1 to Wolves, yeah.
You know what? That's not a bad shout. I'll actually agree with you on that, to be fair. I think that's possible. West Ham's defence ain't that nothing special. Wolves, right now, yeah, they're on top form.
And plus, Jack Wilshere's always injured.
That's got nothing to... Listen,
I know, because he won't be in the squad of two.
That's got nothing to... Listen, they've got Nasri, yeah, so...
I know, yeah.
He's quite good. And... Spurs... Nah, that's quite a... Actually, yeah, Spurs versus Watford. Spurs are... Well, technically Spurs are home, but they're homeless. So Spurs are home.
I've got no Kane or Son, have they then?
Yeah, but just to tell you, this is the Wednesday, not the Tuesday now.
Okay, so Spurs against...
Watford.
Watford. Two-one to Watford.
Really? I'm going to say...
I really want them to win, I tell you.
Yeah, because it'll help Arsenal.
Yes, it will help us as well.
But I'm going to say a close 1-1. I can't really see Spurs losing it, even though like half their squad is practically gone and injured.
Yeah.
Like, no Danny Ali, no Son, no Kane. They've still got Ericsson! But I can't see them winning the game, but I can't see them losing at the same time. So that's what the score. So tell me, what's happening?
What's happening in the news? Well, let's see what's trending first on my phone. Cocaine in Thames, endangering eels. Now, obviously, you know eels are all sorts of wildlife are still living in the Thames, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And they unfortunately found cocaine being washed up on the river. Now, I wonder where that cocaine come from.
Obviously, dropped in, isn't
it? Obviously, yeah. And also, where does cocaine originally come from? We watch, remember, Gordon Ramsay on cocaine?
Yeah, it came from... Colombia.
Colombia.
Yeah, from the coca
and
leaf.
And obviously, he... I bet no one's watched this before. He met this farmer, and he had to be, obviously, his voice changed, and... covered up, and so obviously wouldn't be recognised. And the amount of shit they put in to make cocaine, just to make it white powder.
Part of it was battery acid as
well. Part of it was battery acid, it was like fuels. I mean, I don't know how people take it today, but it's disgusting. I mean, my God. I mean, poor eels. They must be getting so high.
They probably died, to be honest.
Yeah, poor eels. I bet they die. I mean, because... It's not healthy for especially the environment as well.
Exactly.
And I find it really upsetting, and I find a bit shocked that now and today we found cocaine washed up on the Thames. So yeah, that's one of the most my top news I've got on my phone. And the second would be... I found this interesting. As you know, you hear about the US government having a shutdown. US government shutdown or something. I heard about that.
Yeah, I don't really know much about it.
No, because I do. Obviously, I read most of the news on my phone, and you don't. So, yeah. And it's been said that US government agencies set for Monday restart, so they're coming out of their... shut down, and everything is going to go back to normal. Fortunately, Trump in charge, so yeah.
So how much normality can you have?
With everyone at the White House, obviously there was no chefs available, and guess what they ordered? Pizza! They got pizza in for all the staff, and I mean, like, poor chefs, I bet they're like...
But speaking of the US, they also passed the law to have no transgenders now.
Well, in the military, yeah.
In general.
I saw, like, in the military, now he's extended to in general. I didn't read that bit.
Yeah, yeah,
obviously, in the military. And I just found, do you know what? I don't care what I say on this podcast. I just hope someone assassinates him, and I'll applaud them. Because he's probably the most... I'd say he's the most deadly virus living in America right now, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm sure more than half the Americans would agree with you on that one.
I don't care. I mean, it's my opinion. I mean, most people here hate him of a vengeance. I mean, come on. He even walked when he met the Queen. He walked in front of the Queen. Don't ever do that. It's the Queen. I feel like he didn't give a shit.
Yeah, well, to be honest, neither do I.
Exactly, no one gives a shit. But me, you do not, I mean, walk in front of our Queen, for God's sake. I mean, bloody hell. It's, you know, and yeah, the restart is gonna, everything's gonna go back to normal tomorrow, so Monday, this was posted about 3 hours ago.
Okay.
So it's quite recently. So shut down, yeah. So it was shut down for 35 days, which was quite longish.
Didn't even hear about it, days, to be honest.
So I left 800,000 workers to go unpaid, which is disgusting. I mean, come on. Third and final one is this, I totally agree with this, is working mothers are up to 40% more stressed because on top of them having work, then leaving for maternity, having one or two kids, and thinking, right, I'm going to be here looking after such and such.
Timmy
and Jimmy. And I've got to think, when can I actually go back to work? But, oh, I've got, you know, send them to school, get a babysit or some, you know, it's all about going different directions.
Yeah, well, people class a working mother as an actual full-time job
Yeah, because it is, you're looking after someone 24/7. I mean, a child or baby can't look after itself. You're
24/7. Well, speak to the children. What? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Now, shout out to, what's he called? I'm going to look
Colin,
up on
my... guy?
Yeah, Colin. Shout out, Colin. I'm going to... shout out to the podcast as well, Nast, Save, Noted. Check them out. Just check them out on Twitter, because I can't leave a description, because I don't know what it is. But,
you can find out what the description is and put the link in.
Yeah, but to be honest, I don't want to.
Oh my god. But you're in this column.
But yeah, he asked me a question. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Now, there's very variables where we could take this. So I don't know if he meant me, myself, or the podcast, or the planet in general. Well, actually, no, it says yourself, so it must be us or the podcast. Yeah, yeah. So we'll do both. Where do you see the podcast in 10 years?
Hopefully successful, and it's booming the internet. I mean, it should
with
be...
with 5 million subscribers?
More than 5 million subscribers. I mean, it should have more of an influence on the whole world of what's actually going to happen or has been happened, you know.
And if that does happen, one thing's for sure, we won't be recording this in my bedroom in my mother's house, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll be in...
living at large in LA, boys!
LA? No, I'm going to LA.
I'm joking. But, yeah, I mean, that's the hope anyway. In 10 years, we can only hope that this podcast does hit off. And I can quit my 9-to-5 job.
You're not doing my 9-to-5. I work more hours than you.
No, but a 9-to-5 is basically a description of saying a retail job. Yeah. That's a 9-to-5. But, yeah, that's my hope for the podcast in 10 years. And if you guys want to help, then all you guys have to do is join the journey. Like the video if you enjoy. Subscribe to keep up to date with all our stuff. And comment for any ideas you may have. But in terms of myself, without the podcast, I hope to take that next step in my career, in my job, which I'm quite close to doing. I say my own place, but renting my own place.
You're renting.
Because it's in London, even with Brexit, still can't afford that.
Well, unless we've got some, you know, suddenly won the lottery, and then that'll be different.
Yeah, but if I was to look up the stats now, it's going to be like less than 1%. I know that for sure. It's less than 1% chance of you winning the lottery, especially the jackpot. But, yeah, I hope to be well gotten out of here before the 10 years. 10 years, I'll be, Jesus, I'll be 34.
You'll be 34.
Damn.
I'll be 32. Ooh, I'll be 32. I don't like that.
But
I don't like that.
Yeah, probably kids as well at that stage. Hopefully, anyway. I mean, yeah, that's all you can hope for, really.
Yeah.
What about yourself in 10 years?
Myself in 10 years, I'm hoping to make my way up the ladder in Tesco.
Yeah.
Bit by bit. I want to do an apprenticeship because I mentioned to my manager, this was last year, I forgot when last year, saying, oh, I'm interested in an apprenticeship with Tesco. He goes, oh, yeah, good, but, you know, it's a different site that you can go on. Not a site, but obviously a course. Like, obviously, it's all about learning while you earn.
Mm-hmm.
But with Tesco, I don't know how it works out at the moment. But when I mention it again this year, I can hopefully understand more what it involves and now. Which do I want to go for team leader, like you are hopefully soon?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to do admin or back of, you know, office work? I mean, for my talking, me like thinking about my health status in the future, hopefully doesn't get worse, touch wood, I would have to do an office job because I don't want to be running around and making myself feel much more worse. I mean, that's what I'm mostly thinking about. I mean, I'm hopefully to go far in this career and make a successful myself and that.
Well, speaking of work, yeah.
Yeah.
On to the next topic. How do you deal with arrogant people at work? Or even, again, we'll compare it to tonnage as well. How do you deal with arrogant people at work or tonnage?
Especially if it's can at work. You? Or can you deal with arrogant? I mean, I could never deal with, I mean, they're so rude. I've had experience with too many arrogant people.
I'll give you an example, right? Let's say someone comes in, yeah, your workplace,
yeah,
and they start shouting the odds going, in fact, I'll give you my guy as an example.
Okay, yeah.
Let's say he came in and he started, well, he didn't start shouting straight away, of course, he weren't that crazy, but he was like, excuse me, he's not taking my pounds. And I was like, oh, okay, sorry, what's the problem? He's like, he's not taking my pounds. I was like, all right, just calm down. Can I see the pound, please? So don't you dare tell me to calm down. I'm like, can I just see your pound, please? He's like, fine, here. And it was the old ones before they'd done these new ones.
Yeah, the new ones, yeah.
Now, and then I said to him, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid we can't take it because
it's the old one.
It's the old one. The government has made these new ones. And he's like, what do you mean? I use this all the time. What do you mean I can't use this? And I was like, if you just let me explain. Where's your team? Where's your supervisor? This is ridiculous. Now, he didn't even give me the time to explain. Like, there's only so much you can do in situations like that. But then the team leader, even she tried to explain it to him. He won't have none of it. And funny enough, the same guy came back to me about 2 weeks ago, which I didn't tell you. And he was so, like, apologetic. He was like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know. I can't believe I didn't know. It was advertised everywhere. I don't know how I missed it. I was like, do you understand now? I don't know how you missed it. It was advertised, I don't know about buses, but it was advertised on TV, Facebook, any social media app. And probably most websites you go on, it was probably advertised as well, everywhere. Like, how do you miss it?
Unless they're a little hermit in their home, so yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the only case.
Yeah.
But that's the question, how do you deal with arrogant people like that?
You just try to act calm, talk to them, and if they don't, like, listen to you, and they start swearing and shouting at you, I mean, we have the power to say, sorry, we can't serve you. They'll be like, why? Well, you're being too rude and arrogant and blah. God, we won't say arrogant. We'll just say you've been too loud. You're swearing a lot, you're shouting, you're making the customers feel uncomfortable and our staff, please leave now. You know, we have the
power. And you're disturbing the peace.
You're disturbing the peace, yeah.
And another thing, yeah, for example, let's say with one of my examples again, I had an Irish customer come in and apparently he was barred, so not barred, what's the word, banned, right? I don't know why, I actually haven't asked, but, and he was being very aggressive to the, what do you call him, security guy,
yeah.
Saying, what do you mean? Why am I barred? Is it because I'm Irish? And the security guard was like, no, sir, it has nothing to do with your race. I was like, ah, this is freaking ridiculous. Where's your manager? And the manager then came and explained to him why he was barred, banned. But, I don't know why, but I doubt it was anything to do with his race. But then his missus walks in and she's doing the shopping and all that. And he's outside the window and she's like, oh, let me just go get my husband to help me with the shopping. And there was like, no, sorry, you can't do that, he's banned. And she's like, what do you mean? I need him to help with my shopping. And he's like, no, sorry, he can't come in, he's banned. And then she started making a scene, and then she got banned.
Oh my god.
After she paid and all that, of course.
Oh my god.
But like, there's only so much you could do when it comes to dealing with these arrogant people, isn't it? But honestly, there's only so much you can do. And on that, we're going to end all the topics today. And got a fun fact, which I am nowhere going to try this out because I don't have the symptoms.
What?
Do you have a headache or migraine? Because if you do, submerge your feet and hands in hot/warm water, okay?
Okay.
And put a bag of frozen peas on like the back where your headache is, yeah? Now, this helps because the heat on your extremities pull the blood from your head and relieving some/all of your headache. So like because you've got heat here and cold there, your blood don't know where to go, so your blood is like circulating quicker. So your blood is like, so it's like helping to get rid of the headache somehow.
Oh, I don't know. And so I don't have to take no painkillers or anything then?
No, just dip your feet and hands in hot water and put frozen peas on your head and headache gone apparently.
I'll do that in the future then.
And to the guys listening, just do what I said. To the ones watching us on YouTube, just look at this picture and basically the writing that comes with it, if you can see, and that's basically what they want you to do. But I mean, I'm sure there's other ways to do it, but yeah, we're done for this week. And if you guys want to leave us any topics that you want us to discuss, any advice you like, then email us, all the links are down below. See you guys next week.